Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Keith Pompey, Philadelphia Inquirer, as we talk Sixers, who go for 8 straight wins tonight. They welcome the New York Knicks to the center. And Keith, let's talk about the last time out. The Sixers dismissed Denver on Monday night, make it 7 straight wins. But the big story in that one, the return of Markelle Fultz. I don't think a lot of people anticipated he'd be coming back. Brett Brown kind of dropped it on everyone pregame. What'd you think about the 14 minutes Fultz played?
You know, I think he played well under the circumstances. I mean, you know, if people want to look for a negative, you know, they can say, okay, he got his shot blocked 4 times and he shot an air ball. But then when you factor in that he hadn't played in a game for, what, close to 6 months, and he also was, like, extremely amped up and hyped up to play, you have to look at his game and think of all the other things he did. He distributed the ball well. He was a great floor leader. He got out in transition. He was extremely athletic and active. So, I think that he, if you have to give him a grade, I mean, I would give him a B- or just a straight-up B. I think he played well.
How big a factor can he be for them going forward, really with an eye towards the playoffs?
You know, I think that in the playoffs they'll have him come in. You know, he may not play the whole 14 minutes, or maybe that's going to be his max. But the thing is, I think the fact that when you looked at it, they really didn't miss a beat when they took Ben Simmons out the game. You know, he was a guy who, he played with some of the starters, and he was a guy who, found guys, and he was able to distribute. He was able to make people, he was able to draw the crowd with his ability to penetrate to the rim. So I think that's really going to be his role. Like as far as driving, kicking it out, or making a layup and occasionally hitting the jumper. So I think that – I don't think he'll have a large role, but I think that he'll have a key role for the 76ers.
How much has the dynamic changed as far as expectations for this group? I think coming into the season, people were just hoping to see Embiid healthy for a season, see Ben Simmons out there, maybe 500, maybe get into the playoffs. Now you're talking about a team that has a legitimate chance at winning 50 games. Could they be a threat in the Eastern Conference, big picture here?
You know, I think it's still a little premature in regards to being – a huge threat in the Eastern Conference in regards to the playoffs. I think that they could possibly win the playoff series. But in regards to that, I don't see them at this particular time like being able to beat Toronto. Maybe being able to beat Cleveland in the playoffs. Like Boston right now seems a little bit, banged up. You don't know what you're going to get from them. But I just think that, regular season basketball, the playoff basketball is a little bit different, especially when you have a young team. So I think that this is going to be more of like a learning experience for them, but I do expect them to make the big push next season.
And as far as tonight taking on a Knicks team that's already been eliminated from the postseason, this is really just kind of a take care of business night, isn't it?
Well, you know what? You can say that, but the last time these teams played, it was a really competitive ball game. And the fact of them, they are like Eastern, they are Atlantic Conference rivals. So with that being said, I think that, they may get a fight from them for a while, but I think the Sixers will eventually pull it out.
Keith Pompey, Philadelphia Inquirer, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Sixers, who host the Knicks tonight. Keith, if someone wants to check out more of your stuff, what should they do?
You can go to philly.com. That's one thing. And go to the Sixers page. You can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers, and you can pick up the daily news in the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Keith, thanks for the time and insight.
All right, thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.